Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with Evan Jenkins. He's the webmaster at 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. And he's the main dog, and we're here talking about drafts, prospects, and the future. That's what this podcast is about. We look at rosters. We look at drafts. Oh, boy, did we look at drafts. All four major sports. And we look at who the top prospects are and what the future looks like. And, look, we're based in Detroit, but the NFC North, we're going to be doing – a lot more podcasts around the country to get into drafts, prospects, and the future. So check it out. It'll be up once a week throughout many of the Odyssey.com stations and websites throughout the United States of America. And if we've got any in Newfoundland and Canada, I'm fine with that too. Yeah, whatever, man. If you're listening in India, listen to our podcast. But here's the thing. The NFC North, the Lions won it. The Lions are on an upward trajectory. The Lions have gotten, three straight drafts in a row in which they've been spectacular. I mean, like, pretty much everybody's contributed. And then, you know, they've had all-pro type of players. Aiden Hutchinson, Penei Sewell, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Sam Laporta. Frank Ragnow, they inherited him, but he's a first-round draft pick and a great player. So they got five premier players like that. And Frank Ragnow was pretty much, he and Taylor Decker, all that they've kept. The rest of the players have pretty much bounced around, and I know Reeves Maben has come back, a special teamer, but it's been based on their drafts. They built their team on their drafts and the Jared Goff coming to the Lions for Matthew Stafford and the draft capital that they received. And in the process, zoom. They've gone right by the Packers. Zoom. They've gone right by the Bears who, well, have, you know, kind of hit a rock bottom here. And zoom. They've gone by the Vikings who were 13-4 as recently as 2022. Now, the question is, can these teams catch up to the Lions? Are they going to be playing catch up with the Lions? The Lions have got a lot of draft capital. They got as much as $58 million to work with in the offseason. They've got four picks in the top 100. So, I mean, they're ready to have another big offseason. They're set for that. Now, can these other teams possibly catch up to the Lions under these circumstances? They have the benefit of a lot of their top players on their first contracts. Their quarterback at a reasonable cap hit considering his production. And where are they at? Now, first of all, Evan, do you see any scenario where the Lions don't win the NFC North next year?
Yeah, the only way I would see it is if there is natural regression, bringing in new players like you would. Maybe they don't fit or there's an injury. But I think the Packers at the end of the year should give cause for concern for Lions fans because of what they showed. They have a pretty good defense. They have young players on the offensive side of the ball in Jordan Love and their young receivers. But I think the Packers would be the closest, but it's still not that close.
Well, the Packers, they almost beat San Francisco. I mean, I thought they played as well as the Lions. And when they came in on Thanksgiving Day, they had a formula for the Lions. They figured out, hey, you know, some things from the first time they played them this year and the last time they played them last year when they knocked them out of the playoffs. They forced a couple turnovers. They showed a lot of energy. And there's no question Jordan Love has shown dramatic improvement. And by the end of the year, if you look at the Pro Football Focus rankings, and that's not the be-all, end-all, but he and Goff were about the same. And he's got good mobility. He's not like a Lamar Jackson runner type, but he's got good mobility, starting to throw accurately. Boy, did they get a pick in Reed, who helped him out a lot for Michigan State, who we're familiar with. We saw him play a lot in college. And Christian Watson started to come on again at the end of the year.
And Romeo Dobbs showed a little bit, too.
Right. Romeo Dobbs is a very good player from the University of Nevada. You know, by the way, Carson Strong retired.
Remember did he really?
I thought he was going to be a good draft prospect. Hey, he tells you what I know. He's playing for the Panthers. But anyway, that aside, completely regressed there. They've got pretty good offense and defense. They've drafted heavy defense in recent years, players like Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt. They've got Van Ness.
Rashawn Gary.
Gary, who's come into his own. I mean, he's a good player now. And they've got some vets over there. It depends on, you know, what the situation is going to be like with Alexander moving forward. Or Daniels has been a, you know, really good player for a long time. So they've got it. But here's the thing. They need offensive linemen.
Yes.
That is noticeable. And they're drafting 25th. So when they get into the draft, they're going to have to read who is there. And there's one name that I think fits the Packers, and it also fits the Lions in the first round if they're looking for an offensive lineman. It's Grant Barton. From Duke.
Okay.
He played left tackle at Duke, but it projects as a center or a guard. You know, he's one of those cerebral type of players. Shorter arms. Well, yeah, it shows you what it means when Aiden Hutchinson was taken.
Right.
Shorter arms. Right. Remember how everybody talked about that? But for an offensive lineman to punch out, and he can also play tackle, obviously, if he had to. So I like his versatility. I don't know where he's going to go. Could be late first round. I'd be surprised if it's in the middle. There's some other tackles that rate ahead of him. If you're going to get like, hey, a left tackle for 10 years type. Bakhtiari, you got to kind of wonder about that in Green Bay. I mean, he's been such a staple for so long. You've got to look at some of the replacement there when it comes down to it. But I think offensive line, offensive line, offensive line for the Packers. I think that's definitely a need. And it would surprise me if they go defense again, unless there's a player, you know how it is when you're drafting that late in the first round. You take somebody in that spot that gives you a weapon or whatever. And how good do you think Love is? I think everything in their franchise now is based on Jordan Love. Is he going to be a premier quarterback? You know, is he going to be their next Rodgers and Favre, or is he just going to be okay?
It really seemed like he started to come into his own there at the end of the year. And then, you know, Aaron Jones coming back, giving a little bit of a running threat, too. And that's also another big question for him. He's going to command a lot of money on the open market for a running back. Are they willing to pay it? And all indications are, as of right now, they will pay it. So that's a question mark. But I think Jordan Love, if you're a Packer fan, you would be very happy with what you saw there at the end of the year because, I mean, that's essentially why you got rid of Aaron Rodgers, because you had him sitting in the wings to be the next man. And just the fact that he did what he did against San Francisco. Now, at the end of the game, did he look like a rookie quarterback throwing the ball over the middle with a timeout in your back pocket? Absolutely. But those are things that you hope that you learn on if you're that team. I bet you fans that are sitting in Green Bay, Wisconsin right now think that they have a good shot to overtake the Lions. Based on what you said, winning at Ford Field on Thanksgiving Day and then showing what you did in the playoffs.
Also, I think the big change in Green Bay, and it's going to be interesting to see, you know, with players like Wyatt, players like Walker that are on that defense and who are younger, what type of progress they make then as with the new defensive coordinator. I got to tell you, we had Joe Barry here in Detroit. So, you know, the Packer fans, we feel for you.
You know, well, I think I with mean, Walker, was, too, Pat. You know,
it, so now they've got
maturity.
Go ahead. You're talking about
I was going to say with Walker, yeah, it's maturity. He's a guy that you'll see almost get a personal foul for doing something stupid, it seems like, every single game. So it's maturity for him because he's got all the talent in the world to be able to be a successful player at that position.
You know, and I'm surprised that they got rid of Douglas, you know, at the trade deadline. That might have helped them down the stretch, but maybe they weren't anticipating it popping quite as quickly as it has. But they got Jeff Hafley as their new defensive coordinator. He's putting in a 4-3, which is going to be a little unusual, I think, watching the Packers down through the years. You know, going way back with Capers and all these guys, they've always been like a 3-4 defense. So, but I think the Packers are a threat. I think they've got whatever reason, I don't know. The Lions, maybe they'll shake this stigma. But the Packers, they win. The Lions, traditionally, they lose. Now, this is a complete and total turnaround. I think the Lions are set, in terms of their player personnel, to be way better than the Packers, honestly, in the future. And the Packers are in pretty good shape, but you never know. Injury or two, things can change. The league does not go in a linear pattern, and the Lions have made so much progress so soon. And sometimes you wonder, well, is this too good to be true?
Sure.
You know, but the Lions, look, they've got a running attack with Montgomery and Gibbs. So they do not need running backs. So I'd be surprised if they take one unless it's like a third day type of deal.
Sure.
Or somebody's too good to pass up. Offensive line, they're definitely going to have to draft in the offensive line. And the player that I think would fit them actually is Graham Barton, because the possible departure of Jackson, Glasgow, they need somebody who can play center, guard, and tackle, and can start at any one of those positions. And Graham Barton is the ideal fit for that. And looking at it, the question, well, do you take somebody who has more of an upside, say as a left or right tackle, because eventually Decker has to move on, right? I don't know if that's going to be for a few years now. And, you know, Sewell will switch over to left tackle, and then they'll put somebody in there. But I think Barton is the guy to look at for both those teams as a potential draft pick. And looking at the rest of it, it's obviously cornerback for the Lions. Safety, too. Their safeties aren't good. I know that Milifonwu at the end of the year did some big things on blitzes. Mm-hmm. And he had a pretty good Pro Football Focus grade. But Kirby Joseph didn't play that well. He's a good ball hawk and will intercept some passes, but not real good back there. Cam Sutton got exposed for being what Cam Sutton has been throughout his career. A good player, but not somebody you're going to put out on Justin Jefferson and Debo Samuel and all these other guys.
Yeah, he's not a guy you want on an island.
No. He's not a one of those shutdown corners. He's a good player, and solid, and definitely is a starter, but not what you expect from one corner when that's the only corner you have.
Well, and the NFC North has elite receivers too, Pat, in Justin Jefferson. The Bears have DJ Moore. You know, they have Watkins over in Green Bay. So there are elite receivers, and that's something Watson. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, and if you look around, everybody seems to have elite receivers. Yeah, they're facing CeeDee Lamb again next year. They're going to face A.J. Brown and, you know, the receivers at Philly, Devonta Smith. So their secondary is awful. It is. Every other part of their team is pretty good. They got their linebackers aren't bad. They're pretty solid. You know, they're off the ball linebackers, and you know, they've got a pretty good defensive line. You know, it's anchored by Hutch and McNeil, and you know, I got other pieces that they can fit in there. Obviously, they need another side edge rusher, which, Evan, the fans in Detroit, that's all they want. They don't want to hear about a corner. They don't want to hear – they want an edge rusher. They're edge rusher happy. And they figure if they get another edge rusher, that that is going to take care of everything for the Lions. Now, there's a player that I know people are going to hate this, but I think if they look at it, they may like it. It's not a draft pick, all right? Looking at the, you know, but looking at free agency, the player I like for them is Van Ginkle from the Dolphins.
I like him a lot.
You know, I mean, he's got a goofy name, I know, and it's like he's not a big name, but the guy played his ass off last year. He could end up cap casualty or whatever. He's a free agent. And they may not want to sign him. They got some depth at that position. Players coming back from injury. And he's the versatile type of linebacker because you need somebody to rush the passer, obviously. But you got James Houston coming back, and you need somebody who can play every down. See, the thing with Hutch is he took more snaps, I think, than any other defensive end in the league last year. He plays every down, and you need an every down guy on the other edge, I think. And you need a linebacker type, not a hand in the ground type. That's what I would look at, because a lot of times – they played 3-4 defense where they got both guys standing up on the edge, on the line. So that's a player I would look at if I'm the Lions. With the Lions, offensive line, secondary, then edge rusher. All right? So, and they've got maneuverability with the salary cap and the draft to be able to fill those needs, and they don't have to reach for anybody. I don't think anybody has to reach for anybody. So
what do you think about the position the Chicago Bears are in? I think they're one of the more intriguing, interesting teams in all the NFL because, listen, we're in a vacuum here, and Justin Fields we're very familiar with because of his play at Ohio State and now his play with the Bears. I watch him with the Bears, and I think that's a guy you could build around. It seems like the Bears could be looking elsewhere for quarterback, having the top first overall pick and then having another pick a little bit later. Do you think they should stick with Fields or go quarterback with 1-1?
That's like, you know, the million dollar question, if that makes any sense. You know, I mean, it's like, okay, look, I love Fields, all right? Mm-hmm. But I'm watching him from the perspective of here and when he was at Ohio State. And I thought the Lions should have drafted him, and they didn't. They took Sewell, and that turned out to be the right pick. They passed on Fields, and they passed on Parsons. And but in Chicago, I know this enough from, you know, just hearing the buzz, reading, you know, their websites and, you know, listening to their commentators, and they may have a point. And their point is, look, he's just not that good a passer. Out of the cup, you know, when he's in the pocket. And who wins without a guy who can pass out of the pocket like that on a consistent basis? He sometimes does. He sometimes doesn't. He's a lot more hit or miss that way than what you want. They got DJ Moore, and they threw the ball to him. It was like 118. Yeah, they threw the ball to him a lot. And a lot of the plays that they made this year were, you know, catching runs by him. And then the other plays that they made were – you know, field scrambling. I mean, the dude gets out in open field. It's like, you know, him and Josh Allen are like, they're beasts. The safeties go duck. They don't want to hit him, you know. But here's the thing. He get hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
And he seems to get hurt a little bit all the time, right?
Yeah, he hurt like his thumb or something this year.
But if you run that much, you know, it's going to happen. All right?
Yes.
It's going to happen. And that's the issue with Fields. There's a lot of – and – if they took Caleb Williams, for example, it depends on what they think of him or Drake May. I mean, Caleb Williams, in my opinion, played as well as he did the year before. His numbers across the board were very similar. The problem is that when he got into two key games, The Notre Dame game, in which the entire world was watching, he was terrible. And then the game against Utah, and Utah eventually faded. You know, but the walk-on guy from Utah outplayed him, and Caleb Williams got the living crap beat out of him in that game. I don't know if you remember that, but by the end of the game, he was just like the, you know, the walking dead out there. So, and by the end of the year, it was like one disappointment to the other, where he ended up, I think, after the Washington game, in which he played with tremendous competitive spirit, and our defense couldn't stop anybody, you know, in tears. Yeah. So I don't know, you know, exactly what he's going to be like. Their defense is a lot easier to predict with Eberflus. He's a very good defensive coordinator, and that's why they came on. Offensively, you know, and what are the expectations? If you bring in a rookie quarterback, you're not you can't expect to contend for the division. All right? You just can't expect that. Those fans there, they're impatient. Now, you know, they've been to the playoffs more recently than here in Detroit. But, you know, it's than they were here in Detroit. But, you know, and they've been to the Super Bowl. And nobody remembers the Rex Grossman team, but I do.
Devin Hester returned touchdown first play.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, but it's been a while in Chicago. And, you know, there's and it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. Now, what I would do. I would take one of the quarterbacks if I liked him. You know, on Williams, I think he's a better passer.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Then Fields. Just going to be a better passer. He's going to be better out of the pocket and do that. He has obvious athleticism, but he's not somebody who's going to run. You're going to have to designate run plays for, or every time you need a play, he's going to take off running. You know, sure. That just doesn't work. I mean, it works reasonably well in Buffalo, but they've cut back on that.
Yeah, but doesn't at the end of the day because they can't get to the big one. Look at Baltimore with Lamar Jackson. Go as far back with Michael Vick in Atlanta. I mean, they only get you so far with those types of players. But that would bring me to my next question.
I just want one more point on it. With Fields, he's on his way to free agency. He's down the road here. If you get Williams, you got the cost certainty, the quarterback certainty. Or if you went with Drake May, which I doubt they're going to go with another quarterback from North Carolina, second overall, considering the Trubisky thing. Can you imagine that? You know, you put yourself in the shoes of somebody in Chicago. We're going to take Drake May.
Irony, huh?
Yeah, but you know, and I don't know. They got the ninth pick, so what they could do, and they're going to be taking offensive line early. You know, Fashanu or somebody like that from Penn State, that would be kind of, if he's there, probably a good bet that he would be taking pretty good odds on that one. But you could flip-flop that, you know, or you could trade the pick if you wanted to keep Fields.
could you go this route and take Marvin Harrison first overall?
Well,
Do you think he's that big of a game changer?
Well, it's him and Malik Nabers from LSU is really good too. So he may end up being better than him. But here's the thing. You know, they've only got two receivers, Komet and Moore.
Yeah.
The rest of their receivers are like, you know, they're still struggling with receivers. Their backs are okay. But their backs, you really can't tell what they can do because it's always – their leading rusher was Fields.
Yeah, and their backs last year, what did they have? They had one guy that was a vet that was kind of a retread. And then they have a – I don't know why their names are escaping me right now. Yeah, and it's they're not built to be a power rushing team, and that's fine because of their quarterback. So
and they don't have offensive line. I mean, Fields was sacked 44 times last year. So for a guy, you know, I mean, he gets sacked a lot for a guy with that type of mobility. That's the other thing. What's his feel in the pocket?
Right.
To make a long story short, what I would do if I were Chicago, I'd call Atlanta. That's what I would do. I would call Atlanta and try to trade him there.
Yeah.
Because Atlanta, Desmond Ridder is a disaster. All right. And they've got, they got Pitts. They've got Drake London. They got Bijan Robinson. So they've got three weapons that are totally wasted there.
Yeah.
And they need a quarterback. And that way they can find out if Fields can do what he can do. But again, you're asking your fan base to say, oh, yep, we're bringing in a rookie quarterback. You know, we just spent 3 years developing this guy, and actually he wasn't that bad. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't like, you know, a total bust out, you know, like if Bryce Young plays like this year like he played last year or something, don't go to him so fast your head will spin, or Zach Wilson or something like that.
Oh, God. Or Mitchell Trubisky.
Those guys.
Yeah.
Well, Mitch Trubisky had some huge games against the Lions.
But those were his only big games. With
yeah,
the
yeah. He was a Lions killer. So
okay, but, so we just – oh, go ahead.
That's it, you know, on the Bears. And Lion fans, quit calling my show and saying, oh, Lions got to get Jalen Johnson. The Bears aren't letting Jalen Johnson go anywhere, okay? You know.
But if you mention trades with the draft, so I think the Minnesota Vikings, the final team in the NFC North that we haven't covered, have a very interesting couple of weeks, months coming up because do they go and pay Kirk Cousins again, who's coming off an Achilles injury? I would probably say no, and I'm one of his bigger fans. Or do you put a trade package together and try to move up and get your quarterback in this draft? But that goes back to what you're saying. Do you like the Drake May? Do you like J.J. McCarthy? Do you like these guys that are a little bit further down in the first round to get your future quarterback? Because watching the Vikings this year, they were a quarterback away from being a pretty good team, if you ask me. They put the Lions to the brink with Nick Mullins out there.
Right. Their defense played better second half of the year, but there's two things to consider. Danielle Hunter had 18 sacks, and he's not coming back there. And then the second thing is they got another year out of Harrison Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not so sure when the Harrison Smith thing is going to, you know, end there. And the rest of their defense is solid, but not, you know, you take those two guys off that defense – or one of them, like Smith, not playing at the same level. And then all of a sudden, you're looking at a little bit of a different dynamic. And the quarterback situation, I disagree with on that. I think Cousins would be a real good fit for them for one more year. I do. And to draft the quarterback as a developmental quarterback, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of where J.J. McCarthy going to go? I think he's got first-round talent. He's going to test well because he's fast and he's got a strong arm. But he didn't put up big numbers. You know, it wasn't like he had all these games where you can remember where he carried him to victory. You know,
I can't remember one, to be quite honest with you. He never had to, but that was the beauty of his team.
Right. But he made big throws on third down that NFL quarterbacks make, like we saw Goff make this year. You know, in those tight windows.
Yeah, like Ohio State, that play he had.
Yeah, he had a Penn State. He did that. He did that in the game against Washington as well. The three big games that they had, if you go back and look at it, I think NFL people will like it. And he's got a good attitude. You know, he's just cocky enough. He, you know, he's focused. He will be a good leader, that type of thing. He has the mobility that you want in a quarterback, so he can scramble out of a little bit of trouble and get you a first down if you really need it. And so I don't know what he is, but you know, I know that. The other one is Daniels. You know, we saw Daniels play at Arizona State, and one of the things that people say is that he, you know, had, you know, video game numbers that he really didn't have, like the moments that we're talking about. But people don't know his career that well when they say that. We saw him against Michigan State when he was a freshman. You and I were both at that game where he led them back. His poise was incredible in that game. And they won, you know, Arizona State with a bad team on the road. I think Michigan State was just okay that year. I don't know what they were. Maybe that was
they had high expectations, but
they didn't do
it. But it was 2 years in a row that Daniels did it to him. And we saw it there that the kid was just poised to lead a team. And listen, the SEC is way tougher than what he was doing in the Pac-12, but he did have video game numbers. And you look at it, and there, some people will say the opponents that he was going against, he was packing or piling it up and everything. But just like we said about J.J. McCarthy, he's going to go and test off the charts. His athleticism is there, his throwing accuracy, the power, all of that is there. So he's very
Daniels,
to me.
Daniels is super skinny. I mean, you know, he's a rail, so some people won't, you know, like him because of that. The other thing, too, is there's one more game I wanted to mention. When Justin Herbert was at Oregon, they had a chance to go to the college football playoff. Then they were in a big game against Arizona State, and Herbert let him down. You know, it was one of those low-scoring games, but he let him right down the field, and they scored with 54 seconds left and ended up losing the game because Daniels came in and took him right down the field against Oregon's defense and won it for Arizona State. So I think he's a little underrated. You know, he's been around forever, and he is skinny as heck. But I wouldn't dismiss the numbers that he put up at LSU, and I wouldn't sell that kid short as a clutch player. And then you got these other quarterbacks like Bo Nix. What are the people going to think of him? What are they going to think of Penix, who did very well? Devin, he was really good at the Senior Bowl practice. But, you know, the biggest stage, he looked pretty ordinary against Michigan. Every other big stage, he looked great.
Exceptional, yeah.
Yeah. So, and he's got a, you know, quick release and a gun for an arm, but I have to be honest with you, I didn't like his body language after they lost that game.
He also has injury history.
Yeah, you know. So I love
him. And that would concern me.
I voted for him for the Heisman, so I like him a lot. So
he was sensational. I mean, he did everything you could ask for at the University of Washington. He just failed in the biggest moment.
And for those of you who don't know, Evan's like the hugest Michigan State fan. And the guy played against Michigan State and threw for like 7,000 yards in four games or whatever it is.
Him and Jaden Daniels. Welcome to my life.
There you go.
And Justin Herbert. They lost to him in the Redbox Bowl like 7-6.
Right, yeah. Woo! Well, that was one of the worst football games in the history of the world, the Redbox Bowl. You still get videos? That's what the Redbox is, isn't it? Aren't they a video thing?
Yeah, I think that's
like
gone away.
CDs? Or whatever it is. Oh, my God.
The good old days, Pat.
Yeah, the good old days when they had the Blockbuster Bowl.
Yeah. I think, though, just from what we covered, just the basics of the first round with the teams, I think, even talking through it, I still think it's the Packers that would give the Lions the most fits. I think it's going to be interesting next year, too, to see how the schedule aligns. Remember this past year, the Lions went into Green Bay like third week of the season. Didn't have to battle the elements at all. That's another thing with the Lions. They didn't battle the elements towards the end of the year, like, at all. What'd they have, like, three outdoor games?
Yeah. Chicago game. That was, and they lost. So.
And that's about it, really. And so that's where I think everything flip-flops. And, you know, every year there's attrition. And Well,
I just don't see the Lions having a lot of attrition. And I see them just adding.
Unless you just have bad luck, right? That's the only way I think the Lions go down is just bad luck.
Yeah. So, but anyway, enjoyed the conversation. Look, we'll be doing a lot of this. If you're new to the podcast, on the Odyssey station, like I said, we're based in Detroit, but we follow drafts, prospects, the future, and what's going to happen in all the sports. So download us, like us, go to the Google Play Store, the Apple iTunes Store, Odyssey.com. It's Pat Caputo 98 to follow me on Twitter, or now X, and Evan, at the King of the KFC to follow Evan. And I have no idea why he does that. I still don't know why. But that's Evan Jenkins. So he's a goofball. So, yeah, we'll be talking about the hockey draft. All this stuff's coming up big time here. The baseball draft, minor league baseball systems. We'll get into some of that stuff. And also the NBA draft. So, but anyway, till next time, we'll see you.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.